He said, if you'd like to hear more information, or if you have maybe have some questions, it'd be a great opportunity to come back to Sunday school, grab a cup of coffee and a donut, and hear more of what she has to say about Oblong Children's Christian Home. Glad you come to worship with us this morning. We're continuing our series looking at the book of Proverbs, and this morning, what it has to say about dads. And I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers, and hope all the guys, when you came in, got your 100 grand bar, you earned it. You earned that 100 grand. And if you didn't get one when you came in, make sure you grab one when you walk out. How many of you had fathers that loved to crack a joke? Anybody have fathers that like to crack a joke? Were you mostly those jokes pretty corny? And they thought they were hilarious, but you just kind of went with it. Because, you know, it's dad. You don't want to hurt his feelings. Well, you know, as I usually like to start out with a joke, I found a few dad jokes that I want to read this morning. I think I want to quit my real estate job. I'd rather clean mirrors for a living. It's just something I can see myself doing. Want to hear a joke about a stone? Never mind. I'll just skip that one. Son, Dad, are you all right? Dad, no. I'm half left and half right. If you have 13 apples in one hand and 10 oranges in the other, what do you have? Big hands. Well, some dads are known for their corny humor, and I think my kids probably think I do as well. But it's good to laugh anyhow. Father's Day can be a funny day, trying to figure out the right gift. I'm sure some dads in the room have got some interesting things. I kind of look back in history, gadgets that maybe fathers had received, maybe you hadn't, but they're gadgets that maybe make life easier or help entertain. Here, we're going to go back in time. We're going to work our way forward. Maybe you can think back to receiving these or having these. The portable radio. That's before my time, but some of you might remember when the portable radio came about. The Sony Triniton TV. Walkie-talkies. A pocket calculator. The digital. Now this just blew everything out of the water. A digital wristwatch. The CB radio. A Walkman. Take your music with you and listen to it yourself. Then the CD player, the pager, the Discman, the VHS tapes, laptops, the flip phone. Anybody remember the flip phone? Some may still have one. I think someone must. The DVD player, GPS, MP3 players, the iPhone, the iPad, 3D printers, and the Amazon Echo. Throughout history, there's been a lot of gadgets created for our entertainment or to make life easier, but there's one thing that replaces all that, and that's a good dad. There's nothing that can replace a good Christian father. And I know in this room there are many good dads doing a good job, doing their best each and every day as a father and perhaps as a grandfather, and I congratulate that. But we should always remember that I can do a better job. And this is really for all aspects of life. But this morning, with it being Father's Day, we focus this morning in the book of Proverbs and what Solomon has to say about fatherhood and sons and daughters listening to their Christian fathers, that nothing replaces a good father. And as a father, we should always be trying and striving to do the best job we can as a dad. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, Solomon says, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." If you to read throughout the whole book of Proverbs, those 31 chapters, you'll hear the reference fathers 23 times. You'll also hear it mentioned 49 times, Solomon referring to his son. And so Solomon, as he wrote this book, inspired by God, he wrote this to his children. That's who he was originally writing this to. As you read throughout the book of Proverbs, it comes to light that Solomon was wanting to impress upon his sons, his daughters, the wisdom that he had been given through God, and also what he had learned from his dad, David, King David. That it was passed down from his father, David, to him, to his children, and now today to us. And on Father's Day, our minds can go many places. You might think back to a good Christian father that upheld the Word of God and was a good Christian example to you in helping you to develop as a person and, more importantly, as a Christian. Now your mind might go back in time. Perhaps you didn't have a Christian father. Perhaps it was the furthest thing from it. Christianity wasn't something that was mentioned in the home or going to church. Maybe you think about yourself. Your mind goes to yourself as a father. And am I doing enough? Am I doing it right? Am I raising my kids the right way? Am I doing a good job? And so your thoughts can drift to yourself. On Father's Day, our minds can go many, many directions. And this morning's message is never intended to beat up on dads, and sometimes Father's Day sermons can come across that way. Mothers are really upheld on Mother's Day, and on Father's Day, we get out the belt and we just beat the dads to death about what the Bible says and how we're just not adding up, and you just probably never will. That's not the intention this morning, but I want to look at what we're doing right and then how we can always continue to do better. And the main scripture this morning comes from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. It's what I want to read to you now. It says this: "Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender and only child of my mother, he taught me and said, 'Lay hold of my words with all of your heart. Keep my commands and you will live.'" And so as Solomon writes this, he's recollecting his past, what he had learned from his father, thinking about himself and also thinking about his heavenly father, God. And so this morning, we're going to look in three different directions as to what these verses have to say to us about Father's Day and being a father and recognizing our own father and our heavenly father. David gave this wise advice to his son Solomon, Solomon to his sons, and so it's very important to us today. So the first direction we look is that your mind is on your father. Now, it's a pretty obvious statement to make today with it being Father's Day. Not often do maybe we really think and ponder upon our own fathers, but it makes sense today. And if you have a Christian father, you really should have your mind on them. Growing up as a kid and even as an adult, there are lots and lots of places to have your mind on. There's lots of things that capture our attention, gain our focus, and it absorbs and it sucks us in. But one thing that we should have and keep our mind on is our Father, especially if they're a Christian father. Godly instruction from a father deserves a child's attention, is what Solomon is writing here. And I'm sure he's remembering growing up with his father, David. Now, obviously, David had his hang-ups. He made some major mistakes. But he was also a godly man leading Israel in a godly manner. And I'm sure Solomon, growing up, remembered having his attention on David, his father, and what that meant to him and how important that was. And we can't minimize the importance of a godly father and a child having their attention on that godly father and learning and gaining wisdom from that godly father. It is so important. There's no greater legacy than passing on spiritual integrity. There's no greater legacy. We could try to pass on the legacy of sports or hard work or fame and fortune, whatever this world has to offer, but none of that adds up to passing on the legacy of faith. And that's what a good Christian father does, and that is why children that have a good Christian father should have their attention on him. Now, I recognize that some of us didn't have that Christian father, that faithful dad. And what I want to remind you is to not be discouraged, because if you didn't, Father's Day can be a discouraging day if you really think about it, if you really ponder it. And you listen to what I'm asking you to do, to have your mind on your father. Well, my dad wasn't a Christian, you might say. But don't be discouraged, because even Christian fathers make mistakes. There's no perfect dad. There's no perfect dad that has done it all right, They've done some things that were wrong. And we can find a little bit of encouragement in that. Solomon, he didn't have a perfect father. We know that the scripture writes that David was a man after God's own heart. Yet, He committed some of the worst sins, really, if you read through the Old Testament, that any other person had committed. You think, well, I mean, David's in the Bible. He's got to be, you know, elevated. It's David. Yes, but he was also humble in his mistakes. And so we can be encouraged to know, even if you didn't have a Christian father, even Christian fathers, well, we fall short at times and make mistakes. And so your mind needs to drift to your father, Solomon writes, but also your mind is on yourself as a father. The dad's in the room. Before your first child was born, did you ask yourself, I don't know if I can handle this. I don't know if I'm ready for this. I don't know if I have what it takes, because this is going to be a living, breathing person that I have to take care of and nurture and help raise. The first time you hold him, the first thought in your mind is, I might drop this baby. I mean, they're so fragile. Do I have what it takes? And our minds can drift to that even as we raise our children. Do I have what it takes to do this? And then later in life, you might ask, have I been doing a good job? Have I been doing the right things? Or maybe you've asked yourself, as you think of yourself as a father, is it too late for me to start doing the right things? I've done the wrong things for so long. Well, is there time left? And when we start thinking about our mistakes, it can consume us. But that's not what we're made to do. That's the wrong outlook. That's the wrong perspective. Because any person can look back on their past and see many, many mistakes that we've made. And as a father, as we examine ourselves as a dad, we shouldn't get hung up on the past. Here's some wise advice that I found. We tend to become what we focus on. When we're consumed with who we wish we weren't, we move closer to failure and guilt. So rather than dwelling on the past mistakes and what all I've done wrong, focus on the future and what you want to be. And if you want to be that good, Christian, faithful dad, then make that your focus, not the past mistakes, because it'll just drag you down. Proverbs 4:14, Solomon says, do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evildoers. That's pretty strong language. And you might say, well, that's easy for Solomon to say. I mean, the guy's in the Bible. He's been held in regard as a great man for generations. There's no way I could add up to what he's talking about. Well, Solomon made his own fair share of mistakes. When you read through 1 Kings, you find those out. In 1 Kings chapter 3, it says that he made sacrifices to false gods and idols. A few chapters later, in 1 Kings 6 and 7, it writes that Solomon took twice as long to build his own temple, or his palace, as he took to build God's temple. Oftentimes, things were about himself. And then not to mention, he had 700 wives and 300 concubines, most of which weren't even Israelites. And so he made his fair share of mistakes, and Solomon shares wisdom, not because he's perfect, but because he knows the one who is. He knows that he has a perfect heavenly Father. And when we consider that for ourselves, God's wisdom is wise despite our mistakes. Despite our mistakes as a dad, God's wisdom is still wise and valuable and can be used to change who we are. And there's a lot of value in learning the hard way. The school of hard knocks. There's a lot of value in learning things the hard way because we make mistakes, as long as we turn that back around to following God's ways. And being humble enough to admit when we've made a mistake, and then leading our kids in a Christian manner to not make those same mistakes. James writes in chapter 1, verse 22, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. And so we don't get into a state of self-pity of my past and mistakes, but we move forward listening to the word of God and acting upon it. Later, James would write that when we look in a mirror, we see our face and what we look like. When we look into the word of God, we see who we are to look like, and that is God and His Son, Jesus Christ. And you'll say, there's no way I can do that. Well, there isn't. Because you will never be perfect, but we make the commitment through Scripture that, you know what, in a year from now, I'm going to be different than I was today. I'm going to grow. I'm going to make a decision to grow and to change and be who I want to be and not be hung up on the past and who I was. Max Lucado writes, "Let failures refine you, not define you." And oftentimes we find ourselves in the pit of our failures defining who we are rather than allowing them to refine who we are, to shave off the rough edges and to make us look more like Christ. Proverbs 23:24, Solomon writes, "The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him." And there's no greater rejoicing as a father as having Christian children. And the last direction we look is that your mind is on your heavenly Father. That's where we focus. There's no perfect earthly father, but there is a perfect heavenly Father, and he deserves our focus and our attention. And there are a lot of children who have broken hearts because they didn't have a godly father. There's lots of godly fathers who have children who have broken their hearts. And that's why sometimes Father's Day can be a hard day. But we know we have a heavenly Father who is perfect that can soothe those wounds and heal those scars. David wrote in Psalm 147, verse 3, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." And if this is a difficult day, this Father's Day, look and focus on the one who is perfect. A heavenly Father that can bind up our wounds and heal the brokenness. Because your heavenly Father, he has the power to overcome the past to make for you a brighter future. And so we keep our focus on him. I want to close this morning by looking at Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 1 through 6, this may be the central theme of the book of Proverbs. It kind of brings things home. He says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight." And as we celebrate dads on this Father's Day, our minds can go many directions as to what we think of Father's Day and how we celebrate that. It may be a great day of rejoicing around a Christian father or your children around you, or it could be a lonely day, or it could just be another day. But what we gain from Solomon's wise words are that if you have a Christian father, have your focus on him. And as a dad, don't give up because of past mistakes, but always be moving forward, doing the best that you can in a Christ-like manner with your children. And above all else, our focus should be not just on this day, but every day on our perfect Heavenly Father. This morning, we're going to worship in a song of invitation, giving the invitation to receive Jesus, that perfect gift that was given to us, to set your footing on the right path, that Jesus is the path that the only path that we can follow to a relationship with our perfect Heavenly Father. And we give you that invitation this morning to receive Christ. And many of you already have, and we celebrate in that. But as we sing this morning, let's go ahead and stand together. As we sing our song, as we worship together, keep in the forefront of your mind that perfectly heavenly Father that we serve and love. Come to worship this morning. Hope to see you again next Sunday. Hope you have a wonderful week. Don't forget, come back to the gym during Sunday school.